Let's start this.
KGB.
KGB. Yo, man, what's up? This is Ian Edwards, and this is a Soccer Comic Rant. This podcast is available at allthingscomedy.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, World Football Daily, probably Stitcher, and a bunch of places. Just, you know, Soccer Comic Rant. And you have a sponsor. Sponsor is On The Volley Apparel. .com. Go there and you get 20% off tees, tank tops, hoodies, male and female with the promo code Comic Rant. And they have some really nice, good gear there. You know, whether you're into soccer or not, you could rock this on the streets. And people are like, yo, man, where'd you get that? And you'd be like, you know where I got it? On thevolleyapparel.com. And I have a guest. This is a sad podcast. It's a sad.
That's all the sad.
Everton or ex-Everton fan in the house. Billy Merkel, Mark Hayes.
Billy Merkel. Hey, Billy guys.
Hey, guys.
It's your boy, Billy Merkel.
It's your boy's Billy Merkel. Oh, Jesus. He lost two games since I last spoke to him and a coach. And
and my team, but no, I'm
and
back.
The team. You're back now?
Yeah, they got me back.
They got Coleman losing. Yeah, Coleman leaving is a win.
They phoned me up and they said, hey, Billy Merkel,
come back. We got rid of Coleman.
How do we get Coleman. You back? I said, call the coup. They got rid.
Pull a coup on the coup. He's out. He's did gone. Did he leave or no. Did they fire him?
He was chopped.
He was chopped?
Yeah.
But the way I was reading it says, they worded it the way they normally don't word it. They worded it like, you know, he left.
No,
he's chopped.
Yeah.
Because he was saying,
even though he just wanted his severance money.
Right.
Because he should have, the way he was saying, well, I hope I get to stay and right. I think I'm the man to turn it around. It's like, I'm not leaving unless you fire me.
I wouldn't leave either. You had to fire me. But
so he didn't care about the club, really.
You think so? He spent all that money.
On what?
Well, it's a good thing you asked on what. I have a list of on.
A list of failures.
A list of on what.
Like, that's like.
You spent the money on.
Someone right just gives me someone else's money and you're like, yeah, buy whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, he did spend the money like a woman who was married to a man she didn't care about.
Yeah.
I was just going to take the pocketbook.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to, I earned this money, I'll spend it wisely.
Yeah.
What do I need?
Because Everton, the thing with Everton over the years is people are like, when is Everton going to step up and not sell their players?
Yeah.
And for over the last few years, you haven't sold the players.
Yeah.
And this year, you really stepped up and you bought some players. But you guys are not used to spending money.
Yeah, I know.
Because you bought a lot
of crap.
We're
like the jackpot winners. We didn't know what was going on. We just bought anything gold and shiny.
Something just moving? Get that.
So there's a ferret in the bush.
Jordan,
50 million.
Jordan Pickford, 30
he's good.
Million pounds. So you like that buy. That's a good buy for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so you respect that buy.
Even though he's had more to do with us than he did with Sunderland.
No, he's like, I thought this was a better defensive team. He's I'm diving more than I did last year on a relegated team.
I feel bad for him.
Oh, man. He's like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Like, he's in the same position this year with Everton that he was in last year with Sunderland. He thought, all right, I'm finally going to play for a team that qualified for Europa League and I won't be at the bottom of the table for the entire season,
and
he's at the bottom of the table.
And he probably didn't mind it for Sunderland because he's from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, that's my hometown club.
I was shit. That is crazy, man.
I moved down for this. peppered.
It's like he Sunderland was going down and he jumped off the cliff and grabbed onto a branch.
Then
that branch starts sliding down the hill too.
It's like the ship was sinking and he grabbed onto a rat.
Oh, man.
Come on, rat, you could save
somebody
me.
Said rats could swim. I thought rats could swim. No, they can't. All right, they're not buoyant. All right.
The rat is on his head.
Oh, man.
Keep me up.
For Coleman. And I bet Pickford and I Coleman. My name is Coleman. I spend money.
I don't care.
What the team is doing.
I saw one thing. A guy was saying, like, when it's good, Koeman is really good because he's approaching us to be working. Michael Ball, used to play left back for Everton. But he said when things go bad, he just doesn't have the...
He doesn't know how to turn it around.
He can't turn it around. And he doesn't seem to have the rapport with the players. Or like, because he's so cold and distant apparently.
Like a lover. Like you in bed with with other women.
Don't look at me. Don't speak to me or look at me.
Yeah. Text me your dirty talk.
I will nod if I like it.
Yeah. Good one.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. You're a man, good one. I enjoyed that. Yeah. I am a ball boy.
Read your text. Read my response to your text from my text.
While I pleasure you. But yeah, he couldn't turn, like me failing in bed, he just couldn't turn it around.
Couldn't turn it around. I know you can turn it around. It was once a date is going wrong, yeah, can't turn it around. So we just light the girl's hair on fire. But
he had the same quotes as me in bed. I think I'm the man to fix this. I hope I get your backing.
Oh man, I haven't seen worse looks on owners' faces. Oh man,
bad.
Since I haven't seen white people have those look on their faces since the OJ trial, at the verdict when he got off. I've never seen white people look so disappointed in the result since then. Jesus Christ,
it was poor.
Yeah, it was very poor, man.
You know, it's even bad. This is why I knew we had to go, like against Arsenal.
You looked lively in the first half.
And you
played a younger team. You played
Our team is so bad for spending that much money.
It is. I'm about to go through all this money. It's a lot of money.
It's like, it's up there. And no one has confidence. The back three have no confidence. Midfield. It's like, I don't even know, Rooney's, it's so weird.
Rooney scored.
Yeah, I know he scored. Goal. I hear Rooney's been the only, actually glad we have Rooney.
Rooney's been the only disappointment and highlight the same time.
Because, but like we had about 94 players in midfield because we have no striker and we got played through midfield the whole game.
He did got torn apart.
Where
are they playing Sigurdsson? It's not number 10 where it should be?
It was him and your man Vlasic, is it?
Who's Vlasic? Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Who's awful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't like, fight for none of these guys.
He gave us another, like, these are fringe players. You're like, we spent 140 on what?
Yeah, man. You spent,
it's so weird.
You spent, let me see how much you got. Michael Keane. And
doesn't have confidence. Could be good, but
I think he's overrated. I don't think he's an ex-Man U player. Nah. Where was he last year?
Burnley.
And
Duped all across.
I don't think Ajax
captain.
Good.
I think a lot of it's like agents being like, oh, United want him back.
That's Davy Klaassen.
Yeah, Davy Klaassen. You're saying, oh, Ajax captain.
24 mil.
He must be good if he's Ajax captain.
Scored 27 times in the last two campaigns in the Eredivisie.
Yeah, see, it sounds all right.
Yeah, it sounds on paper.
Yeah, but he looks way out of his depth.
On Dutch paper, this sounds good.
You know what I say though, never trust Dutch paper.
It's
flammable.
You can't now. Cuco Martina, what happened to him?
Exactly.
He's a free transfer.
Yeah, but like who? I don't know. We need a striker.
You had one, you sold him.
Yeah, I know, but you think, and then I was reading, it was like,
blew the whole eight. How much did you sell him for?
100 million.
You blew the whole 100 mil.
Yeah, I know. And some.
Nikola Vlasic.
Yeah, not good.
Signed for nine. You only paid 9 million pounds, 9.5 million pounds for him. Croatian. He's Croatian. He might turn out to be something. Except he's only 20 years old. You don't want him to be another Delafoye.
Yeah.
What's his name? Delafoye?
Delafoye. I don't think he's as good as you think, but.
Nah, man. I'm telling
you. He's good,
but. I'm watching him he's starting at Barca.
Yeah.
He midweek, he had the crosses. He put the cross in to the one that got PK.
Oh, the OG. Card.
The ham PK.
Oh,
I think it was in the Europe game, but Was that the game? I forgot where PK got the red card at.
Yeah, but it was, I remember.
But no, he's been balling over there. It's for Barcelona of all places. Like, he fits in. It's him, Messi, and Suarez. A guy that couldn't play with Baines.
But Koeman just didn't fancy him. But, like, here's another thing that people keep saying. It's like, what are Everton? We're not a passing team. We're not a counteract.
You're a passing team. Teams pass through you all the time. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We're, like, passing in the night.
Yeah, teams pass by you all the time.
We're not, like, a long ball team because we've no striker.
Then what are you?
Like, what are we? We're a team with 9 number 10s who are all underperforming.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm happy he's gone. But honestly, some of the names that have been thrown around, it's just like depressing.
It's worse.
Yeah.
Like, who are they throwing
Moyes?
Hey, man, he's one of the
Allardyce. I'll murder. I'll murder someone.
You'll murder someone.
If Sam Allardyce. I'll go murder a homeless person.
Oh, shit. Just out of spite.
He just looks up. This is for Allardyce.
For every game he coaches, a homeless man dies. And they're trying to solve this 7 murder mystery in Hollywood. And nobody knows what the link is to
follow. We only have one clue. He keeps saying Son of Sam. Son of
Sam. Oh, man. That's messed up, bro. Oh, it's funny. Let me see if they see these highlights or lack thereof. Where you at?
I don't even want to watch them. We so just got punished.
Oh, there you go. Oh, they didn't even put those ones up.
Yeah, that's good.
You got 2 goals. Like it feels like Czech was trying to give you goals. Oh, he tried to give one to what's his name? The Calvert-Lewin early.
Oh yeah,
and then he ended up giving. Czech all day was trying to give your attackers goals, just holding on to the ball too long.
It should have been like 5. What was it? 4-1, 5-1. It should have been 5-1, because the goal they gave away at the end was just a joke.
Yeah,
Monreal. Do you know what annoyed me about that goal especially? It was Monreal's reaction when he tried to blame Czech or something. Right. He under back passed it, and then he's like, "I hate when players give." That arrogant, it's not my fault. It is your fault. Just apologize.
As Koeman, it was his fault, and the team that underperformed.
Text me your dirty talk.
But listen, isn't it like nothing made me happier than see the fat faces of your owners. Yeah. Like, their faces are overweight.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad for their glasses and their scarves.
Yeah, big fat heads.
Like human pig faces.
Yeah, they are.
Owners. Yeah.
I was attracted to all of them. Son of Sam's.
Son of Sam's owners, bosses.
But that's the thing too. Like, here, I'd love that guy who was in charge of Dortmund, Thomas Tuchel. I love Ancelotti.
You love the top guys. Who doesn't? Yeah.
Here's the only hope I can hope for is that they'll go, right, he's going to give us a lot of money.
Who?
The owner.
He's poured tons of money in already.
Yeah, but it'd be like to a new coach, be like, I'll give you $100 million in January.
And you get one player for that. That's not worth it because the market has inflated.
No, because, you can find gems.
But you have to, like, Everton was a gem finding team. I don't know if they're a gem finding team now.
We ruined this by overspending.
Yeah. It's the same. I don't know.
We bought bananas to sell for $1 million.
Yeah.
2 bananas to sell in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you're a gem finding. Like surprisingly, Barca can find some gems. Like they're using the players from their youth team.
But you know what? Barca messed up with
they messed up a lot.
Who's that guy from Madrid who's unreal? Asensio. They could have bought him.
But
they spent their money on the guy, Sergio Roberts or something. Robert? Different guy.
Sergio Roberto.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, but way before the guy Asensio.
Nah, I don't know. Sergio Roberto is really good, bro.
Really? Nah, over Asensio's going to be unreal.
Sergio Roberto is really good, man.
Heard it here first, podcast. Billy Merkel.
Billy Merkel, if you want to listen. He also, Koeman also coached his team, so if you want to. Like, I wish we could buy. Sergio Roberto is a midfielder who's playing right back for Barca. Mm. He should be in midfield. I wish I wish he was trying to leave because he wants to play midfield. Oh, yeah. I wish we could buy him.
Would you take? I'd take Asensio though. He's class. He's 20. I know
they're both young, but Sergio Roberto, man.
You think he's that good?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
No, I put in 3 years' time, I bet you Asensio will ascend higher than Sergio Roberto.
Asensio hasn't even done anything lately.
Oh, he's scoring in the Champions League. He scores every time.
He didn't score. He scored against Spurs. Because they played Spurs.
Oh, no, sorry. He scored at the weekend.
He scored at the weekend. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He scored in the final last year, Champions League final.
Right. But yeah, we'll see.
I think they're both going to be good. Like, you're being very Monreal at the moment. Just admit you made a mistake.
Just look at my text. See how upset I am with you right now in the middle of this. Check your phone. But yeah, we'll see. But I think Sergio Roberto is pretty good.
Oh yeah, I think he's good, but I prefer.
I mean, he shouldn't be playing back, fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very creative when he goes forward.
Jesus, imagine if Barca had Asensio for their top three.
Yeah. I mean, Real Madrid got rid of Morata. They got rid of the guy they sent to Germany, Rodriguez.
Oh yeah,
Rodriguez?
He wasn't the great last. Yeah,
Hamas. But I think they got rid of too much.
Yeah,
they got rid of Hesse.
Yeah. Although wasn't he gone already to PSG? See, he went to PSG last year.
Hesse?
Yeah, he just didn't do well.
He just didn't do well. They should have slowed down. They should have kept either Rodriguez or Hesse. You know what I mean?
Or Morata.
Morata, yeah. or Hesse.
Or Rodriguez. But like, they should have kept two of them.
One of them at least. You can't have a Morata and sell a Morata.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need, like Benzema, you play three forwards, somebody's going to get injured. I know you have Asensio, but they sold him, or they planned to sell him before Asensio, before Asensio even did what he did.
Well, plus they're not strikers or poachers. They're like the wingers. Mm-hmm. I presume they just think, all right, if we take Benzema out, we'll just put Ronaldo in there.
Nah, man. Like, they have you just need people to fill in when Ronaldo was out for like five games.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, they don't seem to like Bale anymore. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Then we might get him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We mean him, man.
We might get him too. at the rate everyone's going.
Oh boy. He's too good. You guys would not buy something.
Here's the thing. Here's the perfect future.
What's the perfect future?
We get Moyes back.
I know. You're probably gonna get him back.
Nah, I'll murder twice as many people.
Oh shit, there's gonna be twice as many dead homeless people in Hollywood. if you get
son of Sam and daughter of David.
Oh man, you know, you're that against Moyes. Moyes left you guys.
Yeah, Jesus. He's like your ex. He's got like, oh, I've got herpes and gonorrhea. Take me back.
Moyes didn't have none of those.
He's riddled with STDs.
He had chlamydia at the most. He had chlamydia at the
it's
most.
Like Moyes coming up to you with blisters on his face. Still me.
Still me.
Still mediocre me.
Mediocre me. At least you're not going to be in a relegation zone by... But listen, again, I think it's hasty because who you guys play? Let's
look. There's too many games. It's 9 games in.
Right.
We've played too many.
What do you mean? You play too many?
Like, it's not like it's 3 games in and we had 3 tough games.
Let me see. You've had a tough schedule, bro.
Yeah, we have, but like, we haven't done well.
Yeah. You've played... Let me see. Where did they? Are they going to show it here? Hold on. I hate why this thing is so high. Why the fuck is this thing so high on this thing? That's annoying, man.
Just agree to the cookies. And it'll disappear.
Fuck it. I'll take the cookies. So are these your results?
Yeah.
So you played...
Arsenal,
right? He played Man U,
Brighton.
Could have beat Brighton.
Burnley. See, like Bournemouth.
Burnley's tough.
Nah, not at home to Burnley. Yeah. Not for a team that wants to go higher than seventh.
Burnley, didn't Burnley beat Chelsea opening day?
They're still Burnley.
I mean, they're giving people problems, man.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying for the expectation.
They're giving better teams than you issues. Why wouldn't...
There's no one better than us. I don't want to get
There's no one better at being bad as you. Yeah. You beat Bournemouth.
Oh, yippee.
Supposed to. You lost to Man U.
But we're losing poorly too.
Yeah, that's huge.
Too many. He had to go. Happy decision. Moving on.
All right.
I'm going to start murdering people in the...
All right. So, Mark is not taking Everton's 5-2 loss to Arsenal. Well, it was kind of expected. Get it? All right.
We start again.
Let's start again. Let's start with Spurs, Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
And...
hilarious.
I'm not even going to mention who texts me.
Yeah. But it takes the sheen.
Yeah.
Spurs are doing well, aren't they?
Who?
Spurs.
I kind of expected it. I'm not surprised. Like I said, they're in the... Of all the teams that can win the title, there's four. And I included Man U and Spurs and City and Chelsea. But yeah, Spurs for sure could win this thing.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. But
I'm going to enjoy him when he comes to Everton. Why would you leave Spurs? Why wouldn't you leave Spurs to come to Everton?
Talk about the like dumb moves of a career. Right there. How come I can't? This game is not here.
I keep reading up about him. He's them all firing on all cylinders. Pochettino.
I mean, he's listen, one year they came third. Next year they came second. Only thing left for them to do is first. And what I do like about what they do is they don't back down based on the team.
Yeah.
Like they go for it against teams beneath them in the table.
Mm.
And they go for it with teams that are supposed to be on their par. They're like, oh, it's Liverpool, and they attack.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't care.
Yeah,
you know. And
he's smart. His tactics seem to be always spot on.
Yeah, he's got tactics. And Klopp, like, again, man, just one tactic.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's one tactic, yeah. Bro.
It like Klopp has to. I think I've read before that he had the same issues with Dortmund's defense and he wouldn't fix them.
He's going to get fired soon.
Yeah, because like I saw right that someone was saying they should get Ancelotti in now while he's available.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Which made a bit of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense because Klopp is not like the highest regarded coach. There's coaches with
pedigree.
More CV,
yeah.
Better CVs available. So he's got to step up.
Not stepping up. Like the fact you have the same keeper. I don't even know who the right back is because he seems injured. Yeah. Their center backs are hilarious. How bad?
Mignolet messed up on the first goal. But Harry Kane was going to get a shot on goal and he came out and Harry Kane got around him. I think he just delayed the inevitable. But you have to let Harry Kane take that shot on goal and not come out and let him beat you from that way so that they can't blame it on you.
I don't think he's a good keeper. I'm actually shocked.
He saves penalties. He's weird.
Yeah.
He's weird. Like he'll prove he's a good keeper.
A fat guy could have that trick.
Say what?
A fat guy could be like, he's unreal at saving penalties. He'd be like, let's give him.
He has a gambler's. He'd be great at poker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows how to guess right.
Yeah.
But playing.
But he'd still be homeless. But he'd win now and again.
Right.
But like the fact that he's still there. That the defense, Lovren was hilarious. And then he takes Lovren off.
But is it Lovren? Because they didn't play better when Lovren came out. When Lovren came out the game, I felt bad for him. But when him sitting on the bench, he's like, oh, this shit didn't get better when I left.
Yeah, but he was making such bad, like that, when he tried.
How bad was he on the first goal?
I remember the one where he went for a header. Oh,
yeah, he went the pace of the ball. He misjudged it
awfully,
and he was the only person that could have stopped Harry Kane from going in on net. And he went for the ball. He was on the wrong side. He gambled, bad gambler.
Yeah.
And then it was his Harry Kane. But like Mignolet.
To have that bad a gamble,
right?
To be like, what was he? 2 feet from the ball?
Yeah, he could have easily just chilled.
For the ball to go 2 feet over your head, it would be like, I got it. You're like, all right. Oh, no.
Terrible misjudgment.
Yeah.
Terrible misjudgment. And then Harry Kane goes to, passes it to, like, on a, with the same amount of, the equal amount of accuracy that Lovren was misaccurate that ball. Harry Kane passes the ball to Song, and then with the extra amount of extra accuracy, Song, without breaking a stride, just straight off the tongue, off your shoe.
Yeah. It was like
that ball.
That was like a De Bruyne pass.
Yeah, it was a De Bruyne pass. Yeah.
And then they come out at second half and they score again. It's just like,
yeah, I think they scored before the end of the, they got one back from Salah.
Yeah.
Which that wasn't a foul on Harry Kane. They they surrounded him. They got the ball.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so they put it through to Salah. That was a good finish by Salah.
Oh, it was Dele Alli scored.
And then Dele Alli scored.
Oh, yeah. But then right after Harry Kane scored again.
And Harry Kane scored, like, getting off the ground in the box and put it in. Yeah.
But like Liverpool, their defense is so bad, though. And then they've known to come in.
I don't think their defense is bad. Why? How could your defense be bad when you don't have one? Your defense is playing exactly.
Yeah, but like
the lack of defense it is.
But even as individually, they're not playing well. Collectively, there's no defense.
Yeah, collectively, no.
But individually, they're all making poor errors too.
They don't know how to get back. How do you not know how to get back?
I don't know. It's weird.
How are you so open?
But it's weird how like Klopp is revered. Oh, he's a great coach.
It's going to be over soon. The romance is over. Like, you can't keep losing these big games.
Yeah, big time. And they're not making strides. Sometimes they might blast Arsenal out of it. And you think, oh, this team could be good.
Right.
But it's just because they came up against a weak team on a poor day.
Right.
And then sometimes their attack is so good, you're like, oh, they're pretty good.
Right.
But their defense is so awful, you're like, you're never going to win anything.
Right.
Like, brutal.
They're not encouraging Coutinho to stay for the next...
No.
These results are not encouraging to stay for the transfer
window. But really, you'd be like, why didn't you sell them and use that 100 million to buy two
of the players that you guys would have bought and saved you something?
Yeah.
Stopped you guys from making...
Should have bought... Davy Clavin or whatever his name was. But like, it's weird though. It's such, I find it odd when something so glaring with these teams and their coach doesn't seem to ever get it.
Right.
It's like,
I don't know.
It's like, Ian, you're not wearing pants. Ian, you're not wearing pants. You're like, I think I know if I'm wearing pants. And everyone's been like, Ian.
everybody's bugging that I'm not wearing these pants.
I think I am. Yeah. I'm not going to look down.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, no, that was poor.
Yeah, it's not good.
Poor weekend for the Merseysiders.
Yeah, I know. Except, shit. Would you consider Man City Merseyside?
No.
No?
My new team.
That's hilarious.
Jesus, they're class to watch. City.
Yeah, man. Let's
De Bruyne, the whole.
And see, Burnley put up a good match, man. I tell you, they're difficult. Like, this was 1-0, and that could have went any way.
Oh yeah.
Like, this is, you see, it ends up being a Man City type score of a game,
but
it wasn't a Man City game.
Yeah.
The entire game, you know.
But like City's defense, no. Jeez, that keeper has made him look way more solid.
Yeah.
Stones is playing well. Otamendi's still dubious.
Yeah, still dubious, yeah.
Walker
for sure.
Still.
Yeah.
Even like they have what's that guy? Delph left back.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's a out of favor midfielder, and then Mendy got injured, and then Delph just said, yo, let me get that. Let me get that spot.
And I'll take like, anything.
Yeah, look at that.
Which is like,
and they're making this goalkeeper do goalkeeper drills.
Yeah, up and down, up and down.
Like, this is what they're making the Burnley goalkeeper. Come on! Oh, he got a card for that, didn't he?
No.
Was that Silva or Bernardo?
Bernardo.
Oh, he got a penalty for that?
Yeah.
So that was the one goal.
So then, yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me go back and see.
He clipped his ankle, but he went so theatrical about it.
Oh, man. Let me see. And this is Bernardo Silva?
Yeah.
Who's on the ground?
Bernardo. He got his right foot.
Because they're saying, okay, let me see something. Let me look this up. There was an article about that play.
Bernardo?
Yeah, let me see. Let me see.
Should really have these articles ready. see if this article even exists.
Just like Klopp. Should have that defense ready. I should have this article ready. And then speaking of articles, FIFA football, male football player of the year, Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think he should have won it.
No, but
he's on a roll.
Yeah.
So you just keep winning when you're winning.
I actually thought Jay Gielka was going to get it.
Yeah, he won for... so he said Bernardo Silva cleared of diving against Burnley.
Oh, yeah.
Has been cleared of diving. So I think they was up for review.
No, you can see even from there, he clips his right foot.
Let me see, man. Let me see this.
If you just listen to
it's tough to. Oh, come on,
watch
man.
Watch it.
I saw it.
Watch it. Watch his right foot how it juts. See?
Yeah.
You are Monreal.
Look at my text.
Yeah. It like takes him from, and it's a standing foot.
Yeah, I see that. But it's on a play where he wasn't going to kind of get to the ball. But a goalkeeper, you can't do that.
That's like blaming him for getting fouled.
Yeah.
Why did you let yourself be fouled?
But yeah, man, they out there just wilding on people. It's like somebody put a Ferrari on a football pitch.
Yeah,
and you got a bunch of dump trucks out there trying to stop it. And it's impossible. And Fernandinho's taking long shots again.
Oh, he's that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Right, it's good when like a guy who never scores once,
right?
Then the crowd every time he gets there is like shoot. He's like, I will shoot. It'll be 5 years before
there he goes. He wants to shoot. Oh, look at that signing!
Their 1-2 touches are just ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
There's no weakness. No, they can Sterling can come in, come out.
Mm-hmm. They have so much backup.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, well, I think, I don't know if it was you I talked to, they have the Bernardo Silva, David Silva.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got
Sterling.
They got Gundogan to come in for De Bruyne. They got Sterling. They got Sané. They got Aguero. They got Jesus.
Torre.
Oh, just Torre. Like, Torre came on. It's like, that's a criminal.
This goal was sublime.
No, man. Turn this guy. De Bruyne, man.
And Sané is too.
This is why you should let De Bruyne talk.
Yeah.
He got shit to say. How do you not let this guy talk when he wants to talk to the ref?
That dude that he did a pirouette. He was swiveling so hard.
I know.
Right back. Guy, was like, what?
He was at it. For a guy that's never done ballet before,
he
just killed his first ballet class on that turn. Yeah. Yeah, man. So.
I'm happy I chose City
as your new team. I think everybody, I think the world has chosen City as their new team, man. Speaking of
bad teams,
horrendous football, yeah. So, Man U versus Huddersfield, not great.
Weirdly very poor, wasn't it? Did you see it coming?
No, I thought we could win this one because we definitely got to win because we could drop points against Spurs next week. So it's like, all right, we have to win. And I know how Huddersfield has caused some problems at the beginning of the season to teams and they've won some surprisingly, but I didn't think they'd do that to us. And it was our first trip down there, probably ever.
I saw they were like, squeeze Lukaku for space.
Who, Huddersfield?
Yeah, that was their plan of some sort.
I mean,
but he just didn't seem up for it. He seemed listless.
Listen, man, I think there's a danger when you play Liverpool the way you play them.
Oh, yeah, that was the first bad call, wasn't it?
Yeah, so there's repercussions that happen in this game.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we definitely need a right side attacker. Man, look at this.
Ints.
Oh, man.
But, like, that was Mata giving away. I suppose there were two mistakes that were just punished.
Yeah.
But you're kind of, I don't know.
Like, that guy just marshalled.
Yeah.
And Rashforded our guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The young, you know?
We're like, this is some bad goal to concede.
And that's
big then, long ball.
And who is that?
Lindelof.
Oh, see, he's not ready. He's not ready for this.
No?
Yeah, he's not ready for this. That's so amateur.
Yeah, like what was he doing?
That is some, the whole, what's going on? He's from Porto or Benfica.
Benfica, yeah.
Right? But he's Dutch. The Dutch people are not good in the Premiership no more.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because
that was awful.
What the fuck is going on?
And then he just, yeah.
Yeah. And then we had just no ideas. Like,
yeah, that was it.
Everything, like this is a good cross. Is this the Lukaku cross to Rashford?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is it. But even look at the ball going all the way down there and then coming back.
Yeah.
That's terrible football.
Yeah, that's not
you're playing a better team. That's not, you know.
That's like hope for best.
Then you're like, hope for best. I got to put this over because I had it down on the sideline this long. But like the build up play to try to create opportunities didn't exist.
That's like the problem with Everton too. We didn't look good at all.
I think you looked better this week in the first half at least. Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like that, your team was kind of alive this week.
Yeah, slightly. To be honest,
more than before.
Mm.
Still lost.
But that's the thing. Like, I can't imagine City. They definitely will have a bad week, but not to look so out of shape and unenthusiastic.
Like Man U or like Everton?
Like Man U.
Yeah. That's
why I think it's City's league now.
I'm trying not to panic, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't panic, but...
But Chelsea's lost, right? And has Spurs lost? Let me see. Spurs is definitely tied. I think they've... Let me see.
They lost to Chelsea.
And they lost to Chelsea. So, but they lost to somebody you should kind of lose to.
Did they lose to Palace? Or no, that was...
Let me see.
No, that was...
So let me go to Spurs, man. Let me go to Spurs' record. You hot?
Not really.
All right. Let me go to results. So Spurs beat Liverpool. They beat Bournemouth. They beat Huddersfield. They beat West Ham.
Everton.
Swansea they tied with. Right, he beat Everton, tied with Burnley, and lost to Chelsea. So, slip up at Burnley,
slip up at
Wembley Chelsea. With Burnley,
and Chelsea.
And the Swansea 0-0 thing was weird.
Oh yeah.
So, but I understand them losing to Chelsea.
They still had a style doing it. They didn't look like
they played. They were themselves.
Yeah,
they were themselves. You know. Well, I can't remember now how they looked against Swansea. I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened against how they looked against Burnley. I just know that we change up our style when we think we're playing somebody that's better than us, and you can't.
Yeah, especially like the way United or Spurs ripped Liverpool apart.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why would ever our United sit back?
It makes us look stupid
for
doing what we did last week. Yeah.
When you're like, their defense is so poor, why wouldn't you put pressure on
it? Yeah.
Instead of just sitting back and...
It's like, why couldn't we have done that? But we don't have our best player. We haven't had our best player.
Yeah, but like one player shouldn't be...
He's one of the best players. He was... Last year, he was the highest... He was the most expensive player in the world.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know, for a few weeks.
Yeah.
For like half a year.
You shouldn't lose the Huddersfield just from one player being out.
No, because
you still have
Fellaini's out too. Fellaini has been doing and Pogba went out, then Fellaini filled in for Pogba, and we didn't lose with Fellaini in there. We got some good results, and he's actually scored.
Herrera's taking steps back, is he?
And so Herrera, who I thought
would fill in,
And we wouldn't have a problem. Hasn't. And then Mata hasn't been doing anything.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's getting older out there.
Jesse Lingard does nothing for me.
And then Lingard, like,
He tries, yeah.
Like, he hasn't established himself. Like, I was looking at him and said, what could he do to be somebody out there? And I was like, he could, like, if he could develop a style of play like De Bruyne, but he doesn't have the... Because he has that kind of pace and he can like hunt, he can run.
Does he have the passing?
Nah. And I said, that's vision. A big, yeah.
He doesn't have it.
That's some shit you got to be born with.
Yeah.
Or you work
on. And he doesn't have like the Rashford, Martial killer instincts.
The killer dribbling instincts to like just take people on.
Yeah.
So.
It's like, what is he?
Yeah, what is he? Like,
no doubt Everton will sign him.
Yeah, we'll sell him to you. We'll sell him to you, and then you sell him to who you usually sell people to after you buy him from us.
Barcelona.
Like when you got Cleverly.
to Watford.
To Watford, yeah. So shit. So yeah, we don't have like Spurs has depth.
Yeah.
Man City has depth. So our starting 11 is strong, but we don't have depth.
Which is weird.
We have depth on the left attacking side of the field. We don't have even a right attacking player, much less a backup for that player.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's weird you don't just do...
And then our right back, we don't have a real right back. We have right backs, but we'd rather start somebody who was... A forward. Is it left back?
Ashley Young is left back.
He's playing left?
Yeah. Because Valencia, I think, is good right back.
No, so Valencia is perfect. Yeah. I meant left. So that's why I caught myself. So thanks. So left, we'd rather play... I like Blind out there. I think we do good with Blind. I don't know why we keep changing Blind out. Just leave him in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just leave Blind in, man. Like, he's smart. You can't show me the video when Blind got beat.
He doesn't seem to like any of your left backs.
Just play Blind.
Yeah,
we don't lose with Blind. Like, I'm sure we've lost with Blind, but we've won more with Blind. Like, show me the video where Blind embarrassed us.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I just saw, Blind just knows positioning. So
it must be though your midfield. I don't know, it's weird. It's weird to have like be so shapeless and not up for it.
We have defense, and then Mkhitaryan, it's like, I don't think we're playing way to put to his strengths, yeah.
But he started the season well.
Started the season well because we were like playing to his strengths.
Actually, you said like Pogba was in there, so he
Pogba was in there covering the whole field.
Yeah.
So he could just
do his stuff.
Pretend to defend and do his attacking thing.
Yeah.
And then wait. And then Pogba was going to pass the ball to him in a position where he could do some Mkhitaryan type shit.
Mm.
But yeah, like who's going to pass the ball to him now?
Yeah, yeah, true.
Pogba and Fellaini. It's big. So then we got Spurs this weekend.
You should fire Marino and come in for Koeman.
It's hilarious. And then Koeman comes to Manu and buys back Rooney.
Yeah.
Overpays.
Well, Swansea Leicester.
Yeah, let's do Swansea Leicester. Because they fired Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And they got a new guy. And they get a win.
They should just keep firing people all the time.
Fired. As soon as you drop a point, fired.
They're just players only fired seem to away. React.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
This, getting fired. This
team, like the team remains the same.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's the same team.
Yeah.
Different coach through almost relegation to winning the league. They've lost one player or two. They lost two players and four coaches.
And they just keep trying harder when there's no coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got to put in
our first. Shit, look at that.
Yeah, like...
You can't say, you know, Vardy's not playing. Vardy's trying.
Let the players be the player coaches.
Yeah.
That's all they seem
apparently
to
the
want.
Players don't like coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is, we know how to do this. Yeah, so funny.
They're peppering Swansea.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they got Swansea under pressure. Like, Swansea players are going to take off those white shirts and start waving them. Like surrender flags. Are those jerseys or surrender flags y'all are wearing? Because y'all are playing like they're surrender flags.
And
that's relentless.
They always seem to go back to the team that seems to win for them.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, why don't you just play this team till they get tired?
Yeah. It's not like you're in multiple, you got a certain amount of cups you're playing in, but you're not playing in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could run this team.
Yeah, run them. Is to that the Slimani? Ground. Yeah.
He's off. He's off, right? Ref didn't play that?
No.
How was that on?
The right back was playing the man.
Where?
Let's see. Yeah, see? Just on.
Just on, yeah. I'd give that on. Yeah.
So but like they were all over him.
Yeah, they were all over him. Like
just keep firing.
Yeah. Like they played like Swansea was a hot chick and they were on Molly. They were all over. They're all over. Give me some of that. Give me some of that. Yeah.
Oh, classic girl. Ian Edwards move.
Yeah, give me some of that. Yeah. Come on, girl. Oh, look at these Texans.
I'm rubbing up on these ties.
Yeah. But look at them all over him again. Oh, yeah. Come on. Core. Yeah.
Yeah. This is when I have to come over and be like Ian, leave the poor girl alone.
No.
You're rubbing up a couch.
Come on. How many people here have raped a couch before?
I've raped a bed.
Raped a bed. So then I'll just say Stoke, Bournemouth. Bournemouth won. I'm glad they won. They beat, you know, let me see.
Classic game.
I'm just glad. I Bournemouth is one of the teams I just root for on the
really?
Side.
Really? Nah, I don't. They huh? don't, nah.
No, you don't what? like, you just switched to Man City. What are you telling me now?
Nah, people are telling me, oh, they play lovely football.
They do.
Nah, the dudes, I think he gets away with stuff because he's English.
No. You know, oh, so this is what I want to talk to you about. Fucking, hey. Listen, bro.
Billy Merkel's here.
Billy Merkel. Talk me down. I'm pissed because I know we should be talking about Bournemouth, but the shit they're talking about Harry Kane and how amazing he is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's got Ronaldo numbers. Let me tell you something. Ronaldo at 25 had some championships, had won some shit.
Yeah.
Harry Kane ain't won shit. Mm-hmm. He's come second. He don't got a shield.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he don't have. He got some league scoring medals.
Yeah, I wonder if he would jump ship to win.
I think they could win with him.
Yeah,
I think they could. That Spurs team is going to win the league at least once.
Do you think?
Yeah, man. Why
with
not
City though? That's the only thing.
I think. Yeah, they could do it because there's something about this team that's a team.
Yeah,
like,
true.
It's just something. And I think they won't back down to City. And I could see it's something that Man U is working on getting.
Yeah, the team.
There's this team thing, man.
It's unified.
Like he's unified and the players. Like yeah. Trippier, like he created that first goal.
Yeah. Do you know what I keep seeing too? And it's true. He makes players better players.
Trippier or Pochettino.
Pochettino, not yeah. Trippier. Mm-hmm. Like Pochettino will take someone mm-hmm. and you'll be a better player. So even if you're going to leave, mm-hmm. you'll be like, okay, we'll sell you for more.
Right.
You're a better player than you are.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently he's got cameras everywhere. So he.
Oh yeah, I don't like that. I heard that.
Yeah, but he'll like see if someone, like if someone gets a bib or something mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, I'm on the second team.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, come over and be like, that's not the attitude.
So he doesn't got shit to do.
Tweak. But it seems to be working. He doesn't have anything.
Some player said that in an article. That's
oh yeah, Jose Fonte.
That's too big brother for me.
No, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I know the cameras are there. I'll just jerk off everywhere. Call me in the office.
This is what you'd be sold to Everton.
Oh, shit. That's punishment. You know what? I wouldn't jerk off anywhere. Please don't
have sex with
please
the
couch. Please don't send me to Everton. Please.
We bought you for $4 million. They're going to pay $75 million.
But yeah, Aurier was a good buy. I knew Aurier would be a good buy.
And that's the thing, like, I guarantee you he'll make Aurier even better.
We should have bought Aurier.
Yeah, I know. But he got the money. Valencia.
Let me see. Aurier plays on what side?
Right side.
Yeah, we should have bought Aurier. Mm. Yeah, I would have bought Aurier. I didn't know he was for sale until Spurs bought him. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Mourinho?
But I suppose with Dani Alves.
So what?
Dani Alves going to PSG. It was like,
then you just jump on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, jump on it, yeah. Dani Alves is not slowing down.
Yeah.
He's getting faster.
Mm.
He's just rolling. Let's see what's up with the fixtures and the tables and shit. fixtures. So again, there it is at Old Trafford.
Big one.
Spurs versus Man U. I know who you're going to go for.
2-0 to Spurs.
I just, let's don't back down to these dudes. Just ball them. Let's play them.
Yeah.
See what's up. See what we got.
If Spurs win, that'll be a big statement.
Yeah, and I'll get dumb texts from dumb people. Yeah. Absolutely. But Spurs has beaten Man U before and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They didn't have any trophies. So.
It just feels, if they get a result against Madrid, Liverpool, United, that'll be like...
Listen, I don't like how Spurs is treating... The result against Madrid is good, but stop acting like you just won Champions League.
Yeah, I know.
And stop saying...
Well, it's typical
Kane.
Spurs.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like, England too, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the whole let them England. Do it till they're proven otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. They always prove people wrong.
But yeah.
So like this, man, I don't want Spurs to beat us for sure. The other big games this weekend, Arsenal Swansea, no big deal, not for me. West Ham Crystal Palace,
yeah.
Liverpool Huddersfield, they need to win that.
Watford Stoke.
West Brom, Man City. West Brom is the team that Man City is going to treat like Indian food next week.
Just rip
through them. Chelsea, Bournemouth. So that's the big one. It's the first game.
Brighton, Southampton.
Brighton.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Leicester, Everton.
I'm staying up all night for that one.
As long as Leicester don't sack whoever's in charge.
you might have a chance. Yeah. That's hilarious. Let's just do the tables and let's get the fun out of here. I don't know where the tables is at, bro. Where the tables at? Oh, here the tables at. Why they look so small? Make them bigger. So somehow we're in second still. And Man City's first with 25 points. Man U's second, 20 points. Spurs right on our ass, 20 points. Chelsea's fourth, 16 points. Arsenal's fifth, 16 points. Watford's sixth, 15 points. Newcastle, man. Your boy.
Yeah.
Benitez, seventh, 14 points. Burnley, eighth, 13 points. Liverpool, ninth. They might not even get it.
There's a gap already, isn't there? A huge gap. They're 12 points behind City.
Yeah.
They're like, there's no hope.
Yeah, it's this early in the season. A team that qualified for Champions League last year.
Yeah.
A team last year, they were in that race where we didn't know who was going to
jump.
Yeah.
12 points.
And then now,
goodbye.
12 points. Yeah, see ya. Southampton, 10th. Huddersfield, fuck you. 12th, that's 3 points from us. Brighton Hove, the 12th with 11 points. Like all these teams that just came up.
Way above
the relegation zone. Mm. West Brom is 13th. Leicester, damn, that 3 points only got them to nine points in total.
Yeah.
I guess they had to fire Shakespeare.
Yeah, big time.
There's nothing he could say.
Mm.
Swansea.
To be or not to be?
Yeah, not to be. Not to be. You're out.
You're out, Tubby. Yeah,
not to
be. To be, Tubby.
It's not to be at all. Undoubtedly. Swansea, 15th. West Ham, 16th. Stoke, 17th. Everton, what? You're 18th. Last week you were 19th, right?
Happy days.
How did you move up and lost even worse?
We went down. We weren't relegation zone.
Weren't you in it last week?
No.
You were?
No, we weren't.
You sure?
Yeah.
I guess you would know Billy Merkel.
Yeah, Billy Merkel would.
Billy Merkel, are you sure? Are you sure, Billy Merkel?
Your boy, Billy Merkel, wouldn't tell a lie.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's Bournemouth. Your man's doing well.
Yeah, Bournemouth. They play pretty They play great relegation football. They've won with
such deluded. He's a great coach.
It's amazing. Really, listen, it's the best football you've ever seen a relegated team play.
Unreal. They went out in style.
Yeah, they go out there. Except fancy.
When you watch them, they don't look stylish.
Flamboyant. It's like Liverpool with even less defense and no score.
No attack.
Yeah. Crystal Palace. Yeah.
The Billy Merkel.
Yeah. They got 3 points. All right. So that's it. And there's Champions League this week, right?
No, that was last week.
There's none this week? They don't do it 2 weeks in a row?
No, I don't think so.
Let me check. Let me just check. Let me just check. Yeah, wait a minute. Tuesday, October 31st? That's next week. All right. So, yeah. So, hopefully, Man U gets in a good week of training. They'll probably play some dumb FA Cup or some.
No, they wouldn't do that midweek.
What about?
Oh, that cup.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The one we won last year. Maybe that. I don't care about that cup. Not till we're in the finals of it. Yeah. It's completely biased. All right, man. Anything you want to plug?
And just Billy Merkel. Drink some water out there in the heat, guys. Check me out check out my podcast, Random Podcast, Trickadoo on Twitter. I think I'm at the Laugh Factory on Saturday.
Oh shit.
Check out my books on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And be nice to each other or don't. I don't care.
You don't care.
That's Billy Merkel.
That's Billy Merkel. Good don't night. Care. Matt Merkel.
Good riddance.
Let me see. Let me go to this All Things Comedy. So this weekend in Phoenix is going to be the All Things Comedy Festival, Comedy Festival. So, you know, I think Burr will be there, Al Magical, you know, these are the guys who are founders of the site. I'll be there. Dean Del Rey will be there. I'll be doing a show on a podcast. It starts on Thursday. So we're going to get up there on Thursday. So anybody want to get up there? I'm also going to do the podcast live from up there, which is going to be weird because I don't know. I'm going to probably do the podcast on Friday and there'll be no games to talk about. So if you're going to be in, let me make sure.
Thanks for the invite.
Where this is at. You can come.
Thanks for...
Would you come?
What time does the jet leave?
The jet. I think you're mixing me up with Ron White. We don't even look alike.
Very similar. If I don't see who it is, you sound the same.
Oh, man. I don't think we look alike, bro. That's just...
I would have came to actually.
Oh, for real? I was going to fly up there and I just talked to Dean before I came up here and he's going to drive up there on Thursday.
How far is that?
It's like a 6-hour drive.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Into hotter weather than it was today.
Yeah, that's going to be awful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
In Phoenix.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah,
hold on. Let me talk while I just type this in. Hold on.
So guys, it's your boy, Billy Merkel. Just dealing with Ian's lack of preparation. It's just very slow. The heat, I had to turn off the AC in my place.
I think the heat is slowing down your Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is working very heat stroke-ish.
The Wi-Fi is strong. It's more my will to live that's slowly dripping away.
I think your Wi-Fi is on Xanax.
Did you even press?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, what's going on? I typed in the complete website and it's
here like, she comes. Here
like
she comes.
Churning its way to it. Like, what? There's no internet? What?
Nice.
Great job, bro. Yeah, nice. Wow. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. This is Ian dealing with Mark's internet or lack thereof. I can't even say I'm dealing with his internet because there is none. This is preposterous.
You know me, guys.
This is.
I'll give you an hour free. Everything after that, I start billing.
It's hilarious.
Charging double. And because it's Ian, it's double.
Oh, man.
Jesus, if the heat has put out the AC.
So here it is. All Things Comedy Festival, October 26th to 29th in Phoenix. So go and check out. Go to the allthingscomedy.com website at a place where they have internet and Wi-Fi working perfectly. And you'll see all the comics that'll be there. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be direct to fans, no middlemen, owned by comedians. That's what All Things Comedy is. And I'll be there. And
I wish I was there, guys. But you know, you don't get the invite sometimes. You got to take the...
Would you go to Phoenix?
I would have.
You would have?
Yeah, I just got gigs this weekend.
Ain't you working this? Ain't you DJing this weekend?
I got everything going on this weekend. Yeah, but you know, if I had a week's notice or anything.
Listen, so you're assuming I had a week's notice.
I suppose it's always next year, guys.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I suppose
it's always 2020, guys.
No, that's to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I suppose it's 2025, guys.
Listen, the last few minutes of this, you get a real glimpse into the real Ian Edwards. You think he's all nice?
Listen, I'm driving to Phoenix 6 hours towards the sun. Do you want to do that?
You know, flights are about $40.
Are they?
Yeah, they're cheap.
I'm going to look them up.
Yeah.
Because I know what it is. I'm terrible at buying flights. I hate going online to actually look for flights.
Give me $600 and I get you a good deal. They're usually eight. I got your back. I got you.
Well, speaking of insight into the real Billy Merkel, everybody, how he really rolls.
I smell blood.
Con man Billy Merkel. Thought he was a nice Irish fellow. But apparently... Really
you know, they're usually like 1,000, but give me 600.
He's just getting nicer. Just when you thought he was nice, he's getting nicer.
500. I'll pay 100 on my own.
It's hilarious. Thank you, Billy Merkel. You want to come up there and do it on Friday?
I can't. I got gigs Friday.
Oh, night. You suck, man.
Oh, sure. This is what I do when a girl is like, oh, ask me out. And I know she's busy. I'm like, oh, what about Thursday? I'm busy. I'm like, nah, that's a real shame. More insight into the real life of Ian Edwards.
I can't believe you're just girling me right now. Girling me. You're chicking me.
He's a chick.
Can't believe you're chicking me, man.
He's the most female man I know.
And no. It would have been fun though. You've seen the Phoenix girl?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Phoenix. Unreal.
Yeah, you're gonna miss
Tempe
that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. Man.
They love me there.
They love you there.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get them all.
Not this weekend.
Maybe I'll get them all to come here.
So
if you're listening and you're in the Phoenix Tempe area, come visit me.
Come visit Billy Merkel.
I'll play for your flights with what Ian gave me
to pay for his. Because that's how much of a nice guy this dude is. All right, y'all. Also, go to my website, ianedwardscomedian.com. I got two shows, two weekends I'm doing for the rest of the year. They were on there. I think they're up there. And check out my album, 100% Half-Assed. You can purchase it there. Produced by Conan O'Brien. And I'm on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic. Instagram at Ian Edwards Comic. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Cheers, boss.
All right. One sad week.